Blog Talk Radio.
Day today. I really did. I met some really interesting people today. It was really good. It's Martin Luther King's birthday, everybody.
Exactly. Yes, everybody.
It's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People were friendlier today. People were really friendlier today. I met a lot of people today. People just wanted to talk to me today for some reason. I was on the train. People just came up to me and they were talking about Martin Luther King and his message, and it was really nice. It was really nice.
It was something else.
It was fantastic. It was really nice. I saw various people, not just one. You know, because normally when you ride New York City trains, you see preachers, you see panhandlers, but I saw people preaching about Martin Luther King's dream today and how much more minorities have to go so that we all reach equality. And it was fantastic, and I loved it.
That is amazing. That's amazing. I love it. And, you know, and everybody, later in the show, we're going to do a moment of silence for Martin Luther King, because he's definitely someone to, you know, have a moment of silence for, to pay homage to. He did a lot for so many people,
just
the black race, you know what I'm saying?
He did it for
the black community, but
for
everybody, yeah.
Isn't he only one of the only people in the world that was able to unite everyone, whites, blacks, everybody? Everybody was there. Everybody was down with the movement. Everybody. Because there was so much inequality at that time. And there still is. Even though it's not as blatant, it's now underlying. But, you know, everyone united. And this is what this is what we need to look forward to. This is what we need to do now.
Exactly. So everybody, so definitely we want to say a big happy birthday to Martin Luther King, and we're definitely going to pay our respects later on in the show to him by having a moment of silence. But we're definitely going to get this show started. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the SSBN Network, the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, hosted by Z-Fly, me, and your girl, Miss Jewel. And what I want to go ahead and do right now is just go ahead and give a few announcements to let people know what's going on in the new year. And also, Happy New Year to everybody, too, because, you know, last week we were not here. But so Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first show for the new year. So Happy New Year. But to let everybody know, for all the women, this is for women who love to shop, Gracia Fashion, it is a women's contemporary fashion company. Well, they are now giving everybody who shops with them online, you can receive 20% off whenever you shop online with Gracia Fashion from January 15th to February 15th. So you still have time to get the 20% off. The only thing you have to do to get the 20% off is just log on to www.shopgracia.com. And that's spelled S-H-O-P as in Paul. Gracia is spelled G-R-A-C-I-A. So it's shopgracia.com. And then whenever you get to the checkout, it should ask you for a promo code. The promo code is going to be Essence1, like the magazine. So it's E-S-S-E-N-C-E, and then the number 1. So enter that promo code whenever you get to checkout. And again, that's Gracia Fashion. company.
How do you spell it?
You spell it G-R-A-C-I-A.
That's for you people that don't know how to spell Gracia.
Okay, exactly. So there you go. So, you know what I'm saying, everybody, women, men too, if you want to shop there, but it's basically for women. But women, go get your 20% off now until February 15th. Again, the promo code is Essence1, and enjoy. I also just want to say, to make sure every Wednesday night, to make sure that you check out the Purely Poetic Blog Talk Radio Show, hosted by my cousin Katrina Watkins, every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. So basically what it is, let me tell you all about it. So I check it out. It's open mic night. Every Wednesday night again, like I said, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by my cousin. Okay, now what this show is, it allows you to read poetry, lyrics, or just express yourself however you feel. And the bonus is you may win a prize. Yes, my cousin, she's won prizes and all kinds of gifts that's coming up. You know, that's coming up. You just have to tune into the show to figure out how to win these prizes. So to log on, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purely-poetic. And purely is P-U-R-E-L-Y and then a dash. Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-C. And again, that's my cousin, Katrina Watkins. She's doing it big. So there you go, every Wednesday night. Everybody, we have a great show for you tonight. Tonight is the Featured Artist of the Month. You know how we do here on the Keeping It Real Hot Express. We feature our artists every month, you know, to showcase their talent and interview them, see what's going on. And tonight we actually have someone who was here back in October. If you remember, we have King Jabbar. He is a rapper / everything else. So tonight we are going to welcome him back to the show, and he's keeping it real hot and fresh. So Mr. King Jabbar, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're so glad to have you back. So glad to have you back. Because last time, you know, we actually did talk to you, but you know, our time was a little limited. But this time, we're definitely gonna make up for it. We're gonna keep it real hot and fresh.
Yeah, I was running a little late too because I was getting off work. I apologize about that.
Yeah. So I mean, so what exactly have you been since we last spoke? What have you been working on?
Well, actually, I'm not recording that much right now because I'm trying to do a lot of shows to promote Better Sheet. So I just did two shows this week. I did one at Sapphire Lounge, and I did one at New York Region 4 Cafe. And I got some other shows coming up pretty soon at the end of this month. I may be going to D.C. I'm keeping my fans crossed for that because it's going to be at a big club.
Okay.
Information about
it. That's right. Right, but, yeah. Right. Okay. So just to back up a little bit for those people who may not know exactly who King Jabbar is, and if you didn't tune in to the show back in October. So basically, you started writing your poetry whenever you were going through a breakup, right?
Yeah.
All your lyrics.
Lyrics, actually. I guess you could still consider it poetry because it's all around. I've been doing music for 7 years strong, 7.5 years now. And I'm an out artist. I talk about gay issues. Same as straight artists as well. You know, I talk about relationships. I talk about, you know, my hardships in life and, you know, anything that is, like, you know, interesting. That's about it.
That's nice.
Okay.
I wonder, how do people, once they figure out that you're an out artist, how do they take it? What do they know right away, or are they in disbelief or something like that? How do they take it?
Well, I had two shows this weekend. The first one, it was a bunch of straight straight group. They were rappers and everything. And, you know, they had a good long set and shit. Oh, can I cuss?
Huh?
Can I curse? Okay. Well, it was a straight act, and it was performing and everything. And after it was done, like, I put together this showcase with some more LGBT, you know, rappers in New York, the tri-state. And I guess they thought that we were going to be whack or whatever. Mm-hmm. So after I got off, after I did my set and everything, they was like, oh, my God, your raps are so hot. Oh, my God. And I love that. Who's who? And it was just like, you know, commending me on all my songs I was doing. And I was kind of thrown back because I was like, I thought it was going to be like, you know, get those fags out of here or whatever. But, you know, they was very supportive.
Okay. Because,
yeah.
I mean, your rhymes are hot. They're not just like regular. They're hot. You know, I would listen to this on my iPod. You know,
you.
I like
you,
it.
Have you downloaded Gutter Sheet, by the way?
I had a sample.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
I had a sample from the first time that you were on the show. And I absolutely fell in love with it. I showed it. I went ahead and I had some friends listen to it. And they loved it as well.
Oh,
they loved
cool.
it. They absolutely loved it. It was cool. something brand new. It was something brand new. Did you start out of the closet or did you segue into it?
Well, when I first started getting into music, I was like writing lyrics. You know, had a special rap. They were just like, you know, a lot of metaphors, and it wasn't like anything being direct. I wasn't being like, you know, honest with my storytelling and whatnot. So I could say, I'm gonna say no.
Wow. How difficult was that to act?
Well, you know, I was very like self-conscious of like, you know, rapping about gay issues and, you know, people passing judgments or, you know, like, not, you know, having me do any shows in their venues or whatever. But I just said hell with it and just did me and just, you know, threw caution to the wind.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Now, has it been better for you now?
Pardon?
Is it better now?
Now that you don't
have to do that anymore?
I can't really tell, but so far, so good.
Okay.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So you spoke a little bit about your music, and I do remember last time we spoke, you were trying to finish up a mixtape entitled Gutter Sheet. How has that album been selling for you?
Well, actually, I haven't been selling it. It's like I have it for free download, and I take donations at my shows or whatever. But it's been doing pretty well. I can't complain. I mean, I've been getting like rave reviews on Out Hip Hop. I don't know if y'all know that website, but you know, they gave it a good review. Rex Stone and a few more other bloggers. I can't remember all of them. But yeah, I think it's going off. I think it's doing well. I can't complain. I'm also running across a lot of DJs that are asking me to do shows in New York. Like, after this interview, I have to speak to somebody about doing something in Brooklyn.
Okay.
That's
awesome. You can't forget BK.
Nope.
So that's very hot. So also, too, what people may not know is that you're actually from North Carolina. And also
yes, I
not,
am.
Yes, and aside from rapping, you also have did a little bit of modeling.
When I first moved to New York eons ago. Yeah, I used to do modeling full time. I didn't see any money accumulating from it, so I stopped doing it, and I just got into music. So it was cute for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I did a lot of local shows, and, you know, that was that. No, it's kind of hard for male models. You're not the it boy at the moment.
Yeah, it's not fair. All right, so what we're going to do is we're actually talking about your music. We're going to give everybody, all the listeners, a taste of your music and actually see what it is that fits King DeBar aside from everybody else. So we're going to take a look at the song Set 'Em on Fire. Now, before
that's
we get into
song,
it,
actually.
Very popular, yeah. Just give us a little preview of Set 'Em on Fire.
Give them what?
I said, give us like a little preview on Set 'Em on Fire. What is it about?
Set 'Em on Fire is just me, like, you know, like stating my claim on being an MC and, you know, letting everybody know that I'm not taking no mess off of them, and, you know, just reminding people that I'm not a pussy. I'm not just like your average gay MC. I'm really a lyricist. It was just a lyrical song for me, actually. Just to wrap it all up in a nutshell. I was just trying to be very lyrical and, you know, to have good punchlines, you know. That's it.
Okay, sounds great. So let's see what it's all about. Everybody, this is King Jabbar, Set 'Em on Fire. sidebar, that was King Jabbar. Set him on fire, and we about to get put off the radio. Oh, that was not the edited version, everybody. Forgive us for that.
No worries.
Okay, so that was Set Him on Fire. That was very, I like that. Now, question. So with that sound that you have now, with the sound that you have, how does that separate you from other rappers that are already out? What kind of sound are you going for?
One more time. I got distracted.
No, I'm sorry. No, I was just asking, your sound, like how are you separated from other rappers that's already in the game?
Well, you know, that's a hard question because, you know, a lot of people want to be different. But what separates me, I would say, is, you know, I kind of like go for my baritone because I got a high-pitched speaking voice. So I was always curious about it when I was younger. So, you know, when I was trying to create a sound for King Jabbar, I always wanted something very masculine and very intimidating. So I wanted my sound to be very, like, airy and dark and mystical type. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I wanted to be very, like, you know, like, devilish, so to speak.
Exactly. Now, that's interesting that you say that because whenever people, you know, will hear you and then, you know, they find out that you're out rapper, they're gonna already going to expect a certain sound from you.
That's another thing, too. I didn't want it to be, like, detected that, you know, I was out.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so that's what you was going for.
Right.
Okay. Now, also, let's just get back on the Gutter Chic mixtape real quick. How many tracks is on that mixtape?
Well, it's 13, but I got two extra bonuses on there. I got one that's a remix of Not Get It, which I had one of my friends, Terry Man-Made, to be featured on it. And then I got a old cut on there that I did right before I started working on Gutter Chic, which is called Who's Who. So it's a total of 15 altogether.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, what inspires you to make this music the way you do? Because I know it's difficult for one that has, you know, such a high-pitched voice to go to such a low baritone. How do you train yourself for that?
Well, practice.
Really?
And, you know, I listen to a lot of people that I like. Like, I always had a fascination for Foxy Brown. The way the way she switched her voice up before she lost her hearing or whatever. I used to intrigue me how she used to make her voice like suit dudes like that.
Yeah.
And when I first started like recording, this guy I was recording with, he was always telling me, you know, oh, you sound like Martin Luther King. You need to get your cans right. And you need to, like, work on your delivery and this, that, and third. So it took me, like, a good, like 3 months to, like, you know, get all that established. So I kept practicing and practicing and practicing on my delivery and everything. And, you know, that's how the voice got developed. Because I wanted to really have some type of, like, because it used to sound like I used to sing. And I used to have to, like, you know, precisely say my words correctly. Because I have, like, a list, so I used to have like, you know, be conscious of that. So it was a hard transition, but I made it happen. I made it work for me.
Wow. How'd you get out of that list, though? Because it takes some people years.
Well, you know, like, sometimes they can, like, sometimes they can put a voice pitch on your T's and your S's.
Oh, okay.
If you have a list in the studio so they can, like, you know, cut it a certain way. But, like, if you listen to one of my songs, I don't tell people this a lot, but if you listen to my song Silence, you can hear my list a lot.
Oh, okay.
And it was hard to, like, you know, like, take away all, like, the long extended sound because most of my lyrics was, like, it was like I had a lot of words in it. so I couldn't, like, you know, do punch-ins on everything.
Okay. Wow, that's difficult. That's really difficult. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know how you do it. I wouldn't be able to do what you do. I mean, but for real, who was the artist that really influenced you the most? Like, who really drove you?
Well, you know, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Betty Davis. She's a funk, the goddess of funk. I was like dealing with somebody at this time, and they introduced me to her music. And when I like heard her stuff, I was like, oh my gosh, she's from North Carolina. I think she's from Rocky Mount. I'm not too sure. Don't quote me on that. But she's from North Carolina. And when I heard her stuff, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I started, like, you know, using her as a muse. And every time I would, like, write or whatever, I would listen to her stuff, and I would go back to doing my craft. And I always would have her in the back of my mind, like, would she do her stuff like this? Would she say this a certain way? And I guess that's the person I got my inspiration from. She's one of the people.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, I don't know how you condition yourself. I can write poetry, but I can't verbally, you know, I can't verbally stand in front of someone and come up with a rhyme. How do you perfect something like that?
Well, I think it takes a lot of practice, and you got to have a lot of willpower, and you also have to believe in yourself, and you also have to, sit with yourself and think on how you want to deliver your music. And you also have to have a knack for picking out stuff that compliments you. You know, because a lot of people get music and don't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying? And when you know what type of direction you want the music to go, it'll come naturally.
Okay. That makes sense. I thought there was some kind of science to it or something, you know, like I wouldn't be, like, I don't think I'd be able to sit down and write a whole entire verse, you know? Maybe I would if I tried, but it would take me hours upon hours.
Well, I have a couple of friends that's in the business, and, you know, they write, like, lengthy songs. Like, they'll write, like, a 24 bars on a song. And I always tell them, I was like, you know what, you have to listen to other people's music so you can have an idea on, you know, how to, like, you know, break the music down. I had somebody younger than me, which is a rapper, and they was like, you know, Javar, your verses are too long. You need to, like, start breaking them down to 16. And I was not used to writing 16. So I was like, okay, how do you do it? And I didn't know how to count from when I first started. I didn't know how to count the bars. So they was showing me how to do it, and when I called on, it came natural. So it depends on the person. If you want to know how to do it correctly, you will grasp on to it. But if you want to be rebellious, it's going to take you a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
wow.
it all depends on the person.
That's amazing.
You know,
that's amazing.
Now, you do a lot of, you have done a lot of music, and you wrote a lot of songs. Actually, do you write the music as well, or do you write the music?
Well, I'm not writing music. Yeah.
Okay.
But I write lyrics. What I do, my
Oh, yeah, bro, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. Yeah, I meant to say, do you write the lyrics?
I write them. But, like, if I'm doing, like, a guest feature sometimes and somebody wants me to do a hook, it probably already be written. So they'll probably tell me how they want me to, like, deliver it.
Right.
It all depends.
Okay.
If I write a 16, I'm writing it myself. But if I'm doing somebody hook and they want me to do it a certain way, they write it.
Cool. Okay, so now, before you told us, we asked you, you know, what type of artists would you like to collaborate with, and you gave us a lot of neo-soul artists such as D'Angelo, you know, Angie Stone, The Roots, and except for you,
wow,
really, you really
story.
Like Erykah Badu, so does that still stand today?
I love Erykah Badu. You know, Erykah Badu, I think she likes Bette Davis, too. I think she has a lot of similarities in common with her. But I would love to do something with Erykah, like, in the future.
She's amazing at her art.
Oh, my God.
Great. You guys together would be amazing. You guys together,
yeah.
Because lyrically, I love your music. I absolutely love it. I mean, like, I would bump your music. You know what I mean? And I know that if I would bump your music, and I don't really listen to rap like that. I love the R&B and stuff. But if I like it.
She was one of the first people I tweeted my mixtape to when I was on Twitter.
Wow.
And she hit me
wow.
back with something like, keep on doing your thing, soldier, or some shit like that. But
wow.
I thought it was real cute.
That would be amazing. That would be so amazing.
Yeah, we're actually going to get back into some of your music. We're going to check out some of your music so that people can see what else you have cooking.
I'm going to cut you off, but after I do these shows, I'm trying to do like 15 or 20 shows before the summer.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's when I'm going to start working on my next project. There's going to be another mixtape, and then I'm going to do by the end of the year, hopefully. Because, you know, sometimes the things don't go as planned in the music industry. So I'm going to, like, really release the EP at the end of the year. But I would say by end of, probably end of August, I'll probably be completed with my mixtape, my second mixtape.
Oh, that's what's up. Okay, everybody, if you do have questions or comments for King Jabbar, definitely call in at 646-200-3136. And SSBN chat room is open, so you can log in and leave your comments and questions in there. And our Facebook is open as well, so log into there. So we're going to go ahead and get into another song by King Jabbar called Touching Kids featuring Calvin Davis. And then after the song, we'll be back with King Jabbar. everything that's fly, that's fly. And of course, I got my girl, the host with the most, Miss Jewel. And we are rocking it out tonight with rapper King Jabbar. He is here for the second time, back for the second time, telling us all about his mixtapes and what he's going to do and what he has done. And we're having a great time. So, what you just got through hearing was Touching Kiss by King Jabbar. Really nice beat. I loved it. I loved it. And I see you had featuring Calvin Davis on that. Who exactly is he?
Calvin Davis is a singer out of D.C., but he's from New York. I think he lives in Brooklyn. No, he lives in, he lives in Brooklyn. He's a singer. He's out of D.C. I met him through a friend of mine, Jockey, and we hooked up, and I told him I wanted to work with him because I like his voice or whatever. And we just did a damn thing.
Very cool. So now just to get back on just the society of things and just, you know, just music and entertainment, you know, because in today's entertainment, you know, there are a lot of people who are, you know, coming out with their sexuality or whatever, and there are many people, well, as males specifically, you know, who are hairdressers, you know, such as, you know, Derrick J and Lawrence. You know, if you watch the Atlanta Housewives, you know, they are, you know, out with their sexuality, you know, hairdressers or whatever. And so how does that make you feel? Whatever you want, whatever you see.
I feel good about that. I think it's about time. I mean, because, you know, it's hard out here being, a homosexual trying to get into, break it in the entertainment field and being yourself. You know, I get upset when, you know, we see all these people with so much talent and we still, you know, playing the back. You know what I mean? We can be still on the back burner, throwing on the back burner, just do people hair and do styles or whatnot. I think that, you know, it's a lot of money out there to be made, and I think that everybody, you know, should get a piece of the pie.
Exactly.
You know,
let me ask you this question.
Sexual, you know, drag queen, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm sorry. No, I was just going to ask you this question. So do you think that the transition and acceptance of, you know, out rappers or whoever, you know, would be a little bit smoother if like, the straight rappers, you know, would sign on to, like, those projects, you know, as far as their music? Because you know, like a lot of people look up to a Jay-Z, you know, a lot of people look up to a Kanye West, and I feel like, you know, like, if they saw, like, these straight rappers, you know, working with, you know, people, well, with rappers who are out or whatever, you know, do you think that transition will be a little bit easier, and, you know, people will kind of see, like, well, wait a minute, you know, Jay-Z's working with this person, you know, maybe it's cool, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that would be lovely, but, you know, at the same time, you know, us as our artists, we still have to go out there and do our thing in front of whoever, you know, straight, gay, black, white, Puerto Rican, or Haitian, you know what I'm saying? You still got to represent. No matter what, but, you know, working with an artist like Jay-Z or Lil Wayne, that'd be lovely. But, you know, how many rappers going to take that chance to do that? You know, it's hard to say. You know, that's got to be a bold person. But I think that, you know, it'd be also nice if, you know, we have some of these executives come to some of our shows and, you know, look at our show. Well, see us perform and, you know, do our craft and be like, yo, I want to sign that person. You know, we want to get him a small label or whatever so he can develop his own artist. We need something like that. Because I'm the type of person, I don't want to be up on another artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want my own shit.
Well, you know, we that about wraps up our interview, but we definitely want to thank you for coming out. But before you do leave, just kind of tell everybody when your next mixtape is going to drop again, and any link or website that you want to give out.
I'm playing around with names now, but I think I'm going to deal with Opium Black Part 1, and it should be out by the end of August.
Lay down.
Yeah, and I'm going to be, like, dropping some singles in and around, you know, July, June.
Okay.
Yeah, and I only have, like, two artists that I'm going to have featured on it. So so far is going to be Miss Terry Man Made and Chaos.
What's up? All right, well, everybody, you have heard it here first. King Jabbar, he's coming back at you. You don't want to miss this mix that's coming up. So be sure to check it out. And we want to thank you so much for coming out and just interviewing with us and giving us so much knowledge on the music world and just everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm trying my best. I get kind of nervous when I do interviews, but I think I'm getting a little better.
Oh, please, you're doing great. But thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and I always keep it real hot and fresh.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the program. No, thank you. Happy New Year once again.
Thank you, King Jabbar. Have a wonderful day. Well, evening.
All right, everybody, so there you have it. King Jabbar back for the second time. He's our featured artist again for this new year to start things off. That's how we start off. So we're going to keep this show moving. Right now, we do got to pay some bills and stuff. If we don't, we might get canceled. So we're going to do a little commercial break. And when we come back, we have so much still going on within the show, so make sure you keep it off, keep it locked. We have your Fresh Off the Plate. We have some ghettos coming up for you. But right at the break, we are going to pay homage and respect to our Martin Luther King for his birthday. So here is the break for right now.
It should not come as a surprise to anybody that escorts around the country are tuned in to how the media cover our work and our lives. It may, however, come as a surprise to some that sex workers in many sectors have something to say about it. They have insight, they have analysis, and they have outrage. Bound Not Gagged is our way of responding to the injustice and hypocrisy that keeps sex workers' voices muted and faces
Mama,
hidden. Sex workers may be in hiding, but they refuse to be silent. At Bound Not Gagged, you will get an inside look at the true inner workings of this mysterious business. The Desiree Alliance is a proud sponsor of this project. Remember, www.boundnotgagged.com.
Welcome back to Keeping It Raw and Fresh with your host, Z-Fly, Miss Jules. And right now, everybody, today is Martin Luther King's birthday. So what we want to do is just take a minute or two just so, you know, to pay our respect to Dr. Martin Luther King. So let's take a moment of silence right quick. All right, and thank you so much for that. We just pay respect to Dr. Martin Luther King. He has done so much for this country and just really this world, if you really think about it. But, you know, different ethnic groups, he's done so much stuff for. And his legacy still goes on today, and we just always want to pay respect to him. But you have been keeping your heart on first tonight. If you're just not tuning in, you're very late, okay? So be sure to go back and tune in to see what happened. We had our special guest, King Jabbar, rapper. He's a featured artist for this month. He told us the ins and outs of what's going on with him and his mixtapes and everything. But we are going to keep this show moving with your Fresh Off the Plate, only by your girl, Miss Jules. So, Miss Jules, I mean, what exactly is Fresh Off the Plate this week?
Hi, everybody. It's your girl, Miss Jules, your hostess with the mostest. And this Fresh Off the Plate is going to be a little different at the beginning, but we're going to get to the juice, okay? But anyways, today's a very special day. It's Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, okay? And we have to commemorate him because we lose sight of not having to turn to violence in order to express our beliefs. Some things you can't help but to be upset about, but Dr. King showed us that you can be passive and peacefully get your point across. How others will react to you, now that's a different story, but nevertheless, people united. Some of us have forgotten that the civil rights movement wasn't about equal rights for just some. It was about equal rights for all. Not just for some, but everyone that lives in the United States of America, born here or not. Dr. King united people from all walks of life. no questions asked, regardless of who they were, because we are one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That being said, Michelle Obama is being criticized for sending out an email about Martin Luther King's birthday and how to observe it, which I thought, you know, at first I thought, okay, what's this about? And then I read into it, and I agree with the criticism. She writes that you should volunteer at soup kitchens. You should give blood and all these other menial things that people do on an everyday basis. But how about this? If you really want change, why don't you do this? Why don't you shake a stranger's hand today? Why don't you give a panhandler a coin without thinking about what if this person is taking advantage? What if you express yourself passively? Why don't you just, you know, be passive for once? We don't have to go down screaming and yelling at all times, even though it's hard to do so sometimes. The next time you see someone of a racial ethnicity that you're unsure of, don't guess. Don't ask. It's none of your business. Accept those as fellow humans and keep it moving. The next time you're going to send a low blow to somebody, don't. The next time someone underestimates your intelligence, don't get upset. Prove them wrong. We're all human regardless of who we are and what and where we're from, and we need to accept each other's cultures. It's a way of life. Join together and be yourself. Stop believing in make-believe images. We try to make ourselves media depictions of who we are. We are supposed to be. You know, we try to be like the media. And there shouldn't be anything wrong with loving who you are and enjoying all of our differences, because that's what makes us a people and that's what makes us unique. And now to the juice, okay? So I just had to get that off my chest because it's such a special day, and I think that a lot of the times we lose sight, you know, going through life, we lose sight of those important things, those important values, and we need to remember those things if we're going to move anywhere. If we're going to move forward, this is what we need to remember. But now we're going to get to the juice, okay? So on another note, TMZ reports that Nadia Suleiman, a.k.a. Octomom, stars in a fetish video in which she whips a man, a grown man, wearing a baby diaper and a bonnet. I wonder, what are her kids going to think about this? I mean, like, she's got all 18 of them. I mean, if not more, I don't know. I mean, she's got a lot of kids. I hope that when they find out that they're going to be okay with this. But I think that, you know, if you're a woman with kids, you have to respect yourself. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be outside whipping people with bonnets on. Anyway, now, Bossip.com claims to put to rest the rumor that Nicki Minaj is gay. Now, if anybody follows, you know, the media and follows Nicki Minaj's story, every time she was asked about men, she would do funny things and nod like she didn't agree with dating men and things like that, that they weirded her out. And she went up to the Ryan Seacrest show. She went to the Ryan Seacrest show with Rihanna, who she was disputed. They were disputing that they were having a thing because everybody thought that they were having a thing. But they went to the Ryan Seacrest show to deflate the rumor. And this is Miss Jewel, and this is Fresh Off the Plate.
All right, that's what's up, everybody. So now we're going to keep the show moving. We have 10 more minutes of the show. So now we're going to get into the Facebook question of the week. And the Facebook question was, why does it seem more women catch the Holy Ghost in church than men? Are men afraid to express themselves in a spiritual way? So we did have a few comments. And now one comment I really have to talk about, or I really got to say this one. Okay, so Kevin D. Murray, he commented, he said, catching the Holy Ghost does not make you a spiritual person. It's the life that you live. Plus, screaming and shouting in church is just not manly. Now, the thing that I want to kind of get on with this reply is, he said, plus, screaming and shouting in church just isn't manly. Well, one thing, the Holy Ghost, you know, really, a person doesn't supposed to have control over themselves if they get the Holy Ghost, you know. I mean, the Holy Ghost can have you acting and doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, if
I've never seen that before.
I mean, in the South, you see it all the time. But like, my thing is, I think that's pretty bad. I mean, I think it's pretty something because I've always wondered, because I've always seen women, you know, they get the Holy Ghost, supposedly, and then, you know, they're running around church, they're screaming and hollering, but then you always see the men.
You remember that music? They always play the same music. Bing, 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 and then they go crazy. I've never seen that before.
Exactly, but my thing is, why aren't the men catching the Holy Ghost? You know what I'm saying? But see, like my thing is, you know, men is supposed to be like, you know, God's chosen one, you know. Mm-hmm. Men, I mean, and then whenever a man do get the Holy Ghost, then why do people want to think he's gay? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
really?
They think that he's this and that. Yeah, really? Are you serious? Yeah.
Really?
I mean, so,
Yes, really. I mean, because just like this chatter, I mean, this chatter, whoever, the replier just said, he said that, like, screaming and shouting isn't manly. So whenever you see a guy catching the Holy Ghost, supposedly, he's screaming and shouting and stuff, you're going to automatically think, oh, something's wrong with him. But why? See, that's silly. Okay, if he has the Holy Ghost, you know, he's being touched by the Holy Spirit, you know, he's expressing himself, why are you going to think he's over there acting gay? I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because that's what I think a lot of men, you know what I'm saying, like, the way I'm saying it, it's like I'm saying that, like, men, they're doing it, I mean, because, like, really, if you catch it, you can't help yourself, you know what I'm saying, but I think that a lot of males, they try not to really get into, I don't know, it's weird, you know, it's a really hard thing, because really, it's a spiritual thing, really.
I don't know about that one, but I did speak to my brother, we're both raised in the Catholic Church. Went to Catholic school and everything, went to church every Sunday, sometimes Wednesdays. I was on the choir and everything. And my brother has told me that, he does catch the Holy Ghost, so I don't believe that. And he's not gay, okay? He's as straight as anybody could be, okay? He has a girlfriend, and he's my brother. I know him inside and out,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
and
so
he catches
question.
It.
Right, so question. Okay, so does he
I've never heard
out?
That before.
I know, but does he scream and shout whenever he catches it? Does he scream and shout?
He says he does whatever. He says that when he gets that feeling, he cries, he laughs, he does whatever he needs to do. When the spirit's in him,
exactly.
Anything.
Exactly.
You know, and this is a straight man. This is a straight man, okay? We both come from the same household. We both come from the same hardships. We come from two hardworking parents, and if this man is as straight as anybody else is, you know, and he's telling me that, you know, this just affects you and this just touches your heart, then that's what it is. I wouldn't doubt my brother.
Exactly, and it's because, see, people, they take it out of context. You know, it don't have anything to do with gender or sexuality or nothing like that. It has something to do with spirituality and then, you know, like what how God touches you. But people, they just take it to a whole nother, you know, it's just, oh, boy. So basically, whenever I read that comment, I really had to say something because he said, you know, shouting and screaming isn't manly, but I'm like, okay, but if you catch the Holy Spirit, you know, like if you really, really, really had the Holy Spirit, then just like you said, you know, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to shout, you're going to run, whatever the Holy Spirit has you doing, you know, you have no control over it. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's what I think, like a lot of males, not all, but a lot of males, they try to control themselves because they don't want to catch it. I mean, I think that it's safe to say. I think a lot of males, they don't want to catch it. Why? Because of how it's going to make you look. But in the worldly eyes, but in the spiritual eyes, you know, you're fine. But in the worldly society eyes, people are going to look at you like, did you see brother so-and-so? And you know how men are. They just got problems. I'll tell you something. There is a whole chapter in itself. But
I don't understand. I went to church every Sunday, okay? Catholic church used to be packed, okay? We had to get there early just to get a seat. Sometimes we stood in the church. You know, I went to church almost every day of my life, and I have never seen a person catch the Holy Ghost. Nowhere.
Oh, wow. I've never seen a person get it. Well, let me tell you something. You need to come on. I really don't know about Catholic churches. I don't know about them, but I know Baptist churches.
No. People did talk about it. But you know what's funny? People did talk about it in Catholic school, but I just never seen it before. It never happened when I was around.
Okay, yeah, it happens all the time, trust me. But everybody, that was your Facebook question. We thank you for your comments, even if I don't agree with them. But, you know, we thank you for keep them coming. We're going to go ahead and get into 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. And we want to thank our very special guest, King Jabbar, tonight for dropping through and giving us all the information on his new mixtape. So be sure to look out for that. Also, too, be sure to Wednesday night, once again, get purely poetic with my cousin. I won't say her name, but with my cousin. Open mic night is Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. only on Blog Talk Radio /purely-poetic. And let me tell you something. She is doing it really big. You want to know why? Because she has you, I mean, she has you doing whatever. You know, you read lyrics. You know, you talk. poems. You talk just whatever is stressing you out. But you know what I'm saying? You got to make it rhyme. So no, you don't. But no, really, really, truly, if you are, if you love poets and if you love poems, then open mic night, purely poetic, hosted by my cousin, Wednesday nights, 9:30 p.m., is a place to be. All right, y'all, we got 3 minutes, and we are going to get into 10 ways you know you get up, and then we're going to holler at y'all next Monday, same time, same place, same host. At least we hope. All right, y'all. 10 ways you know you ghetto. Number 10. You know you ghetto if you carry around condiments in your purse, you ghetto. Number 9. You know you ghetto if the basketball goal on your corner is made of an old crate with the bottom cut out. I've had cousins who've done that. Yeah, number 8. Okay. Aww. You know you ghetto if you grow dead. You know you ghetto if you grow dreadlocks accidentally. That's funny. Because you can't do that.
Funny.
Like, if you got cornrows, you got to be very careful because they will dread up. Mine almost did. Number 7, you know you ghetto if you think it's cute that your kids can't read or spell at the age of 6. That's not cute.
Oh, no.
It's not cute. What's wrong with it? Number 6, you know you ghetto if your idea of central air is a fan in the hallway.
That's what I'm going to call it, central air.
Okay, number 5. You know, you ghetto if you sleep or have slept in the same bed with siblings. That's kind of scary, okay? Number 4. You know, you ghetto if you think milk is good 10 days after the expiration date. You know, I could be trying it out. You know what I'm saying?
You got to test it first.
You got to test it. My milk is hot. Number 2. You know, you ghetto if you drink soda called Simply Cola, orange, grape, etc. You ghetto, yeah, I explained that. And number 1, you know you ghetto if you or your mother goes to the store with rollers in your head. Now who don't do that?
Oh Lord, mommy, what you doing?
Okay, Miss Jules,
my mom did it.
Before?
I can't lie, she did it. She did it with the redesilla on. The redesilla is the thick nut that the Dominicans put on you. That thick old nut, she would go outside, and it would be pink, too. It couldn't be black. It was pink, bright pink. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow. That was a sight. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. We will be sure to tune in next week. For next week, the topic is, why do women fall for the bad boys? Yes. Why do women fall for the bad boys? We have a very special guest tonight, a very special blogger who actually wrote a blog on this topic. So, yeah. You don't want to miss this. So, women, we are going to be talking about you next week. Why are y'all falling for the bad boys? I don't know. We're going to find it next week. All right, y'all. This is Z5 with my host, with the most, Miss Jules. Keep it real high and fresh next week. We're out of here. Peace out. We're going to leave you with from King Jabbar. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Why you making me? Why you making me? Why you making me? Making me cry. Won't you look in my eyes and tell me why? Why you making me cry and tell me why? I know you want me, baby, and can't deny lying about that, but you deceiving me, and I can't tolerate all that. Your shit ain't qualified like that. Stipulations, allegations, they getting in the way. We need to modify all that. Don't get me wrong now. Everything ain't picture perfect as it seems either. 6 degrees of separation fit the scene, nigga. I can read between your lines and your scheme, nigga. Make no mistake about that. You ain't sophisticated like that. You might as well dip and fall the fuck back. I know you fucking that young dude we seen up in the laundromat. Kiki calling me son. He said you making him cry.